believe in click it or tick it?
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to an amazing two-cast. But wait, what? A special guest. So I guess it's a three-person cast tonight?
Third class. That's
third
what this
class.
Episode is.
And special guest on the drops again, Ryan Green, because he decided to pay a special visit.
We roll that fucking hard. This is Nick Schaefer. Glenn Marshall just walked us in. And you know what? You think, hey, where's Pete? Fuck that. We've upgraded from there. We're going places. We're moving upwards.
Yeah,
we're moving on up.
We're leaving Pete in the dust tonight. And our special guest, would you like to
introduce
yourself?
Our chief sponsor, Benefactor.
How's it going, guys? I'm Brett Marshall.
He's, you would say he's the little Marshall, except he's significantly larger.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Inglourious Basterds? Because the Bear Jews got nothing on this motherfucker.
All right, so Brett actually has been helping us out a lot here. A lot of our listeners are gleaned from... getyourlol.com.
Like Jean-Francois Millet, the gleaners. That's
so, Brett,
you want
to tell us a little bit about the website?
Okay.
What do you guys do? Like, you know, you
what's
do a lot
of the goal
of
the
videos.
Website? What's the method of the website?
Yeah, you don't post videos over a certain amount of hits. You want to just talk a little bit about
okay,
that whole
well,
project?
It started off, my friend Jimmy actually started the website as a project, I believe, in high school.
Yeah, I know this kid. We used to ski together and shit.
Yeah, so he thought that it was...
sugar. Water.
So he thought the site looked really good. I mean, passed his class and decided to keep it going. And then, I mean, it was already pretty legitimate by the time I signed on to just help him out and upload videos and kind of input a little bit in a very minor way.
Wasn't he like in Spain or something?
He went to Mexico and hung out there.
Same language.
Same exact thing.
Speak Spanish in Mexico.
Yep. All right. Apparently. So, yeah, he asked me to help out a little bit more, and so I like to tell people that I am the only person who works on it, but no, that's far from true.
We actually have, if I had to put a number on it, I would say that about 20% of our hits in the last month or so have come from from your site.
It's a good thing you didn't actually use real numbers.
Well, see, I'm
30 a million.
I know. I didn't want people to...
Bajillionic.
To get jealous of the new numbers we are creating with our listenership.
Glenn and I are each competing to see how expensive of a car we can buy based on the revenue we've reaped from our reflected hits from Brett's site.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's weird because I respect you guys a lot because you actually create your own content, but we don't, you know?
Slugheads.
Sorry, I'm reaching over. This is the first time we've hit drops, and it's just very
exciting. Yeah, you
just
give the drop board a reach around. That was crazy.
Look, I'm starving, and someone's holding a steak in front of me. What do you want me to do? I love that also. As a regular watcher of Law & Order, I love how in an episode for, like, motivation for a criminal, like criminal intent or whatever it is, it's like, listen, he hadn't had sex in, like, 20 years, and you're just dangling a beautiful blonde chick in front of him. It's like... What do you expect him to do? Not rape her?
It's the perfect crime.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, not only was she asking for it, but she was hotter than just a chick who was dressed like a slut who was asking for it. You know what I mean?
I know. If she had been slightly overweight, then, you know,
it's,
what
it's
would
the equivalent of a guy coming home from work and having dinner not be prepared for him.
Or maybe
and
the
then,
dinner's already on the table.
No. It's the dinner not being prepared, and then on top of it all, the chick gives him sass. You know what I mean?
She means nothing.
Exactly. She's asking for it.
So
no, just dead there. You guys are giving me that.
No, I thought we were
proverbial
high
hat.
I thought we were actually talking about the dinner. It's like if he eats the dinner, it's no fault of his if it's on the table. It's his dinner.
Okay.
So
okay.
Brett, you're Glenn. You're an old pro. Sorry, I'm already mixing guys up. Glenn, you're an old pro. I thought you could just handle radio for the next 20 minutes or whatever it is.
Oh well, no worries, Nick. Why don't I just hum for the next 25 minutes? Will that make you happy?
How about you tell me about, had there been any follow-up adventures with, our last episode closed out with us talking about your bitter blood feud enemy at Bertucci's. Do you have any other...
Who was I talking about the last time?
Tara.
Oh, goodness.
Has she, for retrospect, for those of you, fuck you guys for not wanting to go back to episode 64, but... She has already been demoted for not doing any sort of work, and she got into a huge fight with Glenn for asking him to do her job for her, which he did, but he pointed out that he was doing her job for her, and she complained that he pointed this out.
And then she cried and ran downstairs and told on me, but to no avail.
And then married some guy for some reason.
Yeah, so like an M. Night Shyamalan-esque twist to the story.
Oh,
so,
is there?
So fantastic. 2 days after said fight went down, her dad had a fucking heart attack.
A fucking heart attack.
So I look like the biggest asshole in the entire world.
No, fuck
but
you.
But not really, because wait, it's not like I went in there and like was the mayonnaise in his arteries for the last 50 years. You know what I mean?
2 days later, Glenn broke into his house and injected an empty syringe into his veins.
Yeah, exactly. No, I had nothing to do with it, but... She's getting married.
But he did.
She's
Forensic getting, files. I'm that? Turning
oh,
him over
oh,
right
it's,
now.
Oh, it's 1:25. She should be getting married in about 9.5 hours.
Is that Vegas time or is that?
No. No shotgun wedding here. She's getting married in the great state of Connecticut.
For their vows, they just sear a side of bacon, wrap it around their fingers, and, you know.
Wait, is he dead or is it just a heart attack?
Oh, it's just a heart attack, but he's undergoing serious surgery. That was the last I heard a couple days ago. It's not like I really care. I just kind of felt bad about the whole thing because
you didn't feel bad at all.
It was
felt,
like I was adding insult to injury before the injury happened.
How often does this happen in modern society where people like you and myself, Glenn, don't actually feel bad, but feel bad that we don't feel bad?
No,
we feel like
no,
we
I understand
should
that.
Feel
it's
bad.
It's like when I usually
Glenn, Brett's nodding, which is not great radio, but it's great for my self-esteem.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Insert nod. No, I completely understand. There are a lot of people that I wish ill on, and then if it ever happens, I don't really feel bad. I'm like, well, yeah, that's kind of what I wanted, but then I'm like, holy crap, this is where I've come to in my life.
Interesting situation, because my senior year of high school, one of my grandmothers died, and she died a slightly lingering death, as grandmothers are wont to do. And
all right, Gandalf. Thank you.
Or me in episode 30, whatever, for Nicolas Cage.
Oh yeah, as bees are wont to do.
That was my finest.
Well.
That was my finest.
It's just
my
shining
moment.
Shining moment.
No, it's the best I can do. I'm just clinging on to that.
Oh,
for the rest
fly
of
you fools.
Fly you bees. The interesting thing with her was
it was a huge buzzkill to the podcast.
No, it was great for the podcast, as you will see.
Oh, okay.
She was horrible to my mother when she was a child, and horrible to her older sister, and horrible to pretty much everyone she knew until she had her Italian grandson. And she was very kind to me. She was very forgiving to whatever I wanted to do, told me that everything I did was great, and she was an excellent grandmother to me. However, I was raised with the knowledge that my mother's life was ruined by her, and every time we went up there, you know, my father was miserable. Everyone was miserable except myself. So when she died, what emotion was I supposed to feel, knowing that this was a terrible person who was very good to me? So it was very inglorious. I was an inglorious bastard at that point.
Yeah, it just makes me think of like when I apologize to people. I don't apologize because, like, what I did was wrong. I apologize. It's like, well, I'm really sorry that
it hurt.
That you found
and,
out.
No, it's not even
thing.
That. It's like, you always use the Pollock example. There was this one time in high school where I was just giving him shit because he's, like, a god-awful driver. He doesn't pay attention to the road. He's uncoordinated. He's gangly. All these things, like, make for a terrible driver. So he's driving, and he gets all upset, and he stops the car. He's like, get out. And I'm like, I apologize, but when I apologize, I'm like, Mike, I'm really sorry that it upset you when I called you a bad driver. I'm not saying, like, I'm really sorry I called you a bad driver.
Right,
I'm just saying,
you meant
I'm
it.
Sorry that, like, it, like, made you upset that I called you a bad driver. It's still the truth. I'm not, like, refuting that. I'm not, like, backing off on that. I'm just really sorry that, like, you were pissed off about me calling you that. Like,
I'm sorry about me.
I'm sorry you reacted.
That you were hurt that I told the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not. Like, it's not in me to like with the terror thing. I wasn't gonna be like, look, I'm really sorry I made you upset because you're really lazy and you don't fucking do anything. If I was to apologize, it would be like, I'm really sorry that when I said you don't do anything, you got upset.
You got hurt. Yeah, that you were hurt by my truth fact.
You have no sympathy.
Like, I really don't. Like, in a zero-sum game like the restaurant business, like, fuck you.
Which brings me towards a question. and this applies to Brett and Glenn. I know you both have been to most of the same places. You both have a second house, which is a vacuum cleaner.
It's true. Yeah. There's a vacuum cleaner that runs through the entire goddamn
Brett,
house.
I actually read one of your Matt Christopher books, by the way, while I was
Which
up
one?
There.
Wait, what?
It was... It was like hit that ball or something.
So one of those like Matt Christopher, yeah, it's like a picture of a baseball player on it.
Matt Christopher is hilarious because he started writing in like the mid-1950s.
He just writes sports books for kids.
For kids. Sports books for kids in the 1950s. So he writes a play-by-play of imaginary sporting events for little leaguers who are like for about little league players in like the 50s. So it's like Shadow McFitters, like step to the mound.
Actual name.
He was a lefty who didn't throw that hard, but he had excellent command. On this
Direct
day,
quote.
He threw a strike, and then he threw a ball, and then the first batter hit a double to left.
Nick has a photographic memory.
Coach was mad.
Dean McDean picked up the ball and threw it into second, so the batter stayed at second.
As he would.
The second batter up in the inning, not the guy at second, Fritz McFritz pulled the ball to second. The second baseman, Frodo McDean.
Why is it all a Mick?
Because they're all
Mick.
Erase post-production.
Regardless, you guys get the point. He gave us a play-by-play of every single Little League game in every single thing. Anyway, point is, non-sequitur, having slept in your childhood bed in your New Hampshire house, the shittiest city part of any city that you've ever seen, because for me, it would have to be the heroin part of Vancouver. Vancouver, Canada, which is about three quarters of the city. There's one quarter of the city which is absolutely fucking beautiful, and outside of the city is mountains and pine trees of the likes that, you know, they would show to you to make you feel guilty about being some sort of midtown corporate lawyer. They'd be like, look at nature. This is what it is, and this is what you're not doing. That's what it was. So we went there
Another
for a wedding.
Another non-sequitur, Nick, this Midtown Lawyer thing is probably hitting pretty close to home at this point.
I'd love to be a Midtown Lawyer.
I do have a story about terrible
This goes back
of
to the apologizing, but not really apologizing, but yeah.
That's what I'd like to get to.
Okay.
So for me, it was we accidentally wandered in there as a family. To the Chinatown part of Vancouver, which is actually apparently the heroin capital.
Oh, Nick, hold on. I have a really funny Chinaman joke.
All right, let's hear it.
How do Chinamen name their kids?
Either you suck
right?
dick or you do not suck
no,
dick.
No. It's either you do not suck a dick. No. They drop tin cans down the stairs. Woo!
Oh, gotcha.
Remember like, that from second grade?
No, actually,
ching tong, ting tang, tong tong.
I failed.
Kids would do that? No, really? That was like a big joke back in the day.
You know, I missed out.
Wow,
Brett, were you on top of that?
I mean, I've heard it before.
See,
but
everyone's heard that joke. Before.
I think it's like an uncle that told.
Yes, everyone who is brothers with the person who told the joke knows it.
No, I don't think I've ever. Brett and I don't like. It's we rarely exchange jokes.
We actually like hate each other's sense of humor.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
It sucks.
I go for quantity, like 24/7.
Brett, if you fought four people at once and you fought them all off without any sort of wound, what would you say?
I honestly don't have an answer to that, but when it happened last night, I was like, hey, I was expecting that.
You know what I yelled?
And then it was sandwich time.
You know what I yelled?
I am invincible!
That's what I said.
I didn't know we were dropping
Sorry,
on that.
You know, it's
so
not exciting to our listeners
thing.
Because, you know, you would just expect that to be there, but I pushed that button. I made that happen. It is so exciting. Ryan, you don't know what you're missing there. You have a tremendous power at your fingertips. My point is...
Hey, don't pee in the water!
Yeah,
why
that's
not?
Your point.
Why not?
Hey,
why?
Don't drink the water. He peed in it.
We have that drop.
Do you actually?
I don't know where it is because I'm not...
to the right of the other
not
drop.
Like this.
The drop nope. You just played. No. Up and to the left. Down
and
to the right.
And to the left.
Up and to the right. Down and to the left.
Hold on.
Kevin Costner and
hey,
they hit
hey.
The button.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan slapped my finger away derisively like a...
Yeah, Ryan's very passive-aggressive when we're doing the
I'm
podcast.
I'm sorry to interrupt your texting and your dropping.
Yeah, Ryan. You want to, like, turn my levels down again? Are we going to... Oh.
All right, so anyway.
Oh, okay.
God,
you're eating your pride, and by that you mean not turning my levels down?
If he were a gerbil, he would actually be eating his sister alive, but... The point is, my family, when we were, we stumbled into Chinatown.
Oh,
in
we have
Vancouver.
To go back to this again?
Oh,
yeah.
God, right?
And it was all heroin addicts. It's actually the heroin capital of North America, which is.
Where did you find this out? Is this like a stat somewhere? Or did
yeah,
you just
no,
see lots
it's
of
heroin, heroin addict weekly.
It is, okay.
It's, I mean, it makes it's, sense,
it's,
though.
It's Bundle Weekly magazine.
You think a lot of those border, you know, Canadian cities would be. And particularly for this, because you'd get sort of the Chinese, the Asiatic influence, and it travels down to the, you know, the West Coast, down to South America.
Are we talking about Orientals still?
Yeah, but the point is, we were wandering through there. I was about 12 years old. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And we saw homeless people. I'd seen homeless people before, but this guy actually, like, draped his jacket over the ground and was worshiping it like it was a god. He was, like, shrieking at it. My mother was concerned that people would run up and stab us with needles. There was, you know, restaurants trying to entice us. I don't know how the fuck they stayed open. Like, what sort of business is there when the only people who are walking around in your streets are homeless heroin addicts?
Well, and the heroin addicts aren't hungry people.
No.
They don't eat. Like,
they're hungry for heroin.
Yeah, exactly, but it turned your stomach into knots. Like, you can't really, like, eat up.
Hungry Hungry Hippos is actually based off of, you know, heroin addict hippos.
No, I think it's pothead hippos.
Okay, I have a story that might be able to shed some light
yeah,
on
Brett,
this.
Yeah, Brett, let's hear about your homeless
okay,
or whatever.
I don't know how far Glenn's delved into, like, me or really what he used to do every weekend.
Not at all. He pretends like he's an only child.
In over the weekends in the winter, I don't know how much
he's
told you.
I have a sibling.
But we used to go skiing all the time, right? Mm. And my big thing was to lose, like, half the shit I ever owned.
Yeah, he would... It would be awful. Like, even before we left, he would leave things at home. We'd have to turn around. And so, then, like, he would leave, like, half of his shit at the mountain. It was terrible.
But, Brett,
every day.
Brett, can you elaborate on this?
Okay, so one weekend up, we're, like, halfway on the trip up, and we usually stop in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Horrible city.
Right?
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
That.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm about, like, maybe 10, 11... And we get out, we're going to go to dinner. I look down, and I don't have shoes. Like, I think I have one shoe, maybe, and I'm in the middle of Springfield fucking Massachusetts.
Yeah, no, he brought one shoe.
Wait, so you were packing, you were like, all right, I've got everything.
Honestly,
and then you, like, walked out, like, lopsidedly out of the house?
Usually
like,
what happened was I just throw my shoes in the car, because who likes wearing shoes on a four-hour car ride?
Usually you get in the car, and then you take the shoes off.
Well,
right?
See, I would do that, but then Glenn would always be like, oh, your feet stink.
They do.
No, so I...
Fucking garbage.
So what happened was, in the
terrible.
Brett is being candid, Glenn.
No, I know. But
I'm trying.
He's telling the truth.
Disgusting. In the middle of, this has a long end. That drop has a very...
Keep going, Brett.
Okay,
don't
so
be deterred.
Middle of Springfield, we're trying to get dinner, but of course you can't go into a place, an establishment, without shoes. So I look down, I only have one.
No shoes, no blowjob.
So... My dad comes up with the great idea, instead of just, like, trucking on, going up to New Hampshire, he's like, no, we're going to go find you shoes in a shoe store in the middle of Springfield, Massachusetts, at about 10 at night, maybe? So...
I can think of better things I would do in Springfield, Massachusetts, such as bunker down and
or like,
lock my
yeah,
door.
Like, speed up and continue driving through.
So keep in mind, middle of winter, I'm 11 years old, I have one shoe on, and rather than having us drive around and finding a shoe store, or me sitting in the car while he just goes and guesstimates what shoe size I am, I have to walk with him for about a mile trying to find a shoe store in
barefoot.
Downtown Springfield, one shoe on.
What time of year is this?
This is middle of winter.
Oh,
we're
it's
going
always,
up
it's
to
always
ski.
Winter. It's always
so
winter.
This temperature couldn't have been more than like 39 degrees.
Yeah. It was
and
in the 30s
You better
somewhere.
Believe that like the concrete pavement doesn't absorb anything.
I was wearing a sock, though, so it's okay. And I think they gave me more socks at the shoe store.
If they didn't, they would have to call the police.
But that brings it back to that is an establishment.
Message in a bottle to the police.
Because yeah, those so homeless people need shoes.
There are shoe stores at night.
That actually reminds me of, I lived in London for 6 months. And when I first showed up, did I tell you guys the story of when I first got there? And
I'm going to say no.
All right, well, I had to fly out on New Year's Day because the orientation for new arrivals
from
America.
Oh, back to Oriental, yeah, Orient.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a racist against Asian
I know,
people.
Keep,
and the point is, that's why
that
I went
home,
to
home, Nick. We get it.
Yep, that's why I went to school in London. They're the masters of Asian screwing. And they did opium wars, 1842. Don't, you know,
mm-hmm.
You looked perplexed, Brett.
I understand.
All right, well... So anyways, I had to be ready for orientation by the 3rd, so I flew out on the 1st.
Wait, are we still talking about the Boxer Rebellion, or have we moved on?
Yes, they.
I saw the movie Hero. Does that count at all?
It was heartbreaking because he was trying to assassinate the emperor, even though the emperor was a good man. So we don't understand.
What about Fearless?
Yeah, remember when he fought that really big, like, Irish guy in the
Remember
ring?
The one when he said, I'm nobody's bitch?
Is that the same guy? I can't imagine that one man from
Did anyone
from
see
Hero,
that movie where he was like a dog?
I assume that he died
That was
in
Fearless.
Hero.
My point is...
No, Fearless wasn't the one...
I assume that he died in... I
was Fearless
that
the one where
Hero.
He had the dog collar on?
No, that yes. was... That was Unleashed.
Yeah,
or,
yeah,
or Danny the Dog, I believe, I as think it was released in England.
Oh, man. Danny the Dog.
So, speaking of England, so I had to fly out on New Year's.
See, we
New
tied
Year's,
it all in there.
New Year's Day.
Came
I,
back.
I woke up.
Full circle.
As most people do on New Year's Day, completely hungover as shit. But I hadn't packed at all
I
for
don't
my
know
6 month
that.
Trip.
Yeah, anymore. How about that Chinese New Year? A lot of dragons and fireworks and shit, right?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you care to do a radio show with two brothers of the Marshall Clan, I wish you luck because it cannot be done. It cannot be done.
You guys see that Mulan? A lot more fireworks and crazy dragons and stuff.
You cannot utter a complete sentence without...
Congratulations. You found the Hun army.
Blue Warrior has gained a level.
So, I flew out on New Year's Day. I arrived on January the 2nd without any sort of sleep. I hadn't slept in at least 36 hours. Took a cab to my...
The soldier from the mountains.
Dorm. Soldier from the mountains myself. And they gave me...
They gave me bedding.
In the inn. And...
That's not a quote from Mulan, though.
Yeah,
no, it's
man.
Not. But the
Let's get down to business here.
Eddie like, Murphy...
To defeat the Huns.
Eddie Murphy's was my secret dragon. And
You mean Mushu?
Mushu!
Marshall cast here.
Is there no drop from Mulan?
All right, Glenn and I were like, Pete's not going to be able to do this show. It's like, and Glenn was like, don't worry, my brother will be able to talk on it.
She'll bring honor to us all.
And I was like, that'll make everything easier. But instead, this is significantly more difficult.
Okay, finish the story. I'm going to be quiet until you're done.
My point is that I arrived at about 11 in the morning without having slept in about 36 to 48 hours. So I said, all right, I'll sleep until about 4 in the afternoon, and then I'll go buy all the things that I need, like shampoo and all that shit. So I plug in my alarm clock into the adapter, thinking that'll work fine, and I set it to go off in about 2 hours. It goes off in about 30 minutes. I was really fucking confused. I was like, man, I must have been really fucking tired. So I'll set it for another, like, hour or so. It'll be fine. It feels like it goes on another 10 minutes. And I'm really tired and upset. And all of a sudden, since it's January, it's already dark. And I don't know what the fuck time it is. And actually, after a moment of study, I realized that due to the different current going through the clock, my clock is going off at about every, like, 35 seconds is a minute. So the clock is going way faster. So it actually had gone off way sooner than I'd thought. At this point, the clock says it's 10:30 p.m. I have no idea what fucking time it is, what day it is. I don't know anyone in this goddamn country. And so I try to get on my computer, no internet access whatsoever. I try to get on my American phone, no access whatsoever. So since I have not been able to groom myself in about 24 hours, since I'm hungover as shit and exhausted, don't know what the fuck's going on, and I'm told that I'm in a very dangerous neighborhood, I get myself as clean up as much as I can and just start walking around the halls of my building. There's nobody else there because they're all on winter break back home. I start walking around the halls, going up and down on the elevators, up and down the stairs, walking around, don't know what the fuck it is. And all of a sudden, I hear someone in one of the rooms. And they walk into the room and I just yell, "You! What day is it?"
And, like, and at which point did you acquire the sword of Shan Yu?
That was after my former master was defeated by the move he had taught me.
Okay.
And apparently it was the same day. I thought it was at this point 3 in the morning. It was 10 p.m. on the day I'd arrived. So,
sounds
so
like
how
two.
Many hours...
This is about 4 hours of, like, terrified confusion.
Oh, so this is the day you arrived, and then the Huns arrived the next day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they arrived, but our modern artillery drove them back into the Mongolian
In the
heights.
Great Wall.
And Tom Cruise was disappointed or no? Ken Watanabe, was he there?
As long as psychology wasn't introduced, he was fine. The point is that if I hadn't run into that random American dude, I probably would have wandered around for... another at least 3 days without knowing what day it was, where I was supposed to be, or any sort of whatever. Terrifying.
Sounds like bad times.
Great times.
All right, so, yeah, we're about, what, 25 minutes into this fucking nonsense, Ryan?
You were 25 minutes on the nose when you said that.
Yeah.
Ryan's hitting all kinds of drops on this episode.
Summon more ziggurats.
Okay, Ryan. Here you go, ziggurat summoning time.
But this doesn't have anything to... We need to use our guest here, Brett.
I know, Brett. You want to... I mean, obviously, we have 5 minutes left. But why don't you tell us a little bit more about...
We can run over. I mean, it's...
No, I know that. We'll obviously run over. I just want to... let's get some, like, videos, your favorites for the last, like, month or two, or maybe your all-time favorite video for Get Your Lol.
And perspective material coming up.
Tell us a little bit about, like, how you pick your videos, and, like, obviously you put a cap on how many people have seen it. Like, if there are enough eyeballs on it, you don't plug it. Like,
you guys are a specialized website. You're not just College Humor or whatever it is.
Like, well, I mean...
Explain to us how you're different.
They have a lot more funding and a show on MTV.
I understand that, but like, what do you is, what do you put a cap on? Like 100,000 views? You don't put it up? Or
I mean,
what?
We do definitely make our exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because just like everyone else, we kind of need people looking at our site more.
This
than,
is getyourlol.com.
Get, yeah, just to plug it, getyourlol.com.
Get your lol, get your lol, get your lol. Okay.
G-E-T. YOURLOL.
So, like, I mean, yeah, we like to find the gem that, you know, has less than 100,000. Because think about it, that's like no one. That's point like 0.0001% of the people who are on the internet. So we'd love to find that, and we do try our hardest to put stuff like that on. You know, like look at the recently uploaded videos rather than like the featured or whatever. But like every once in a while, if it's like Michael Jackson dying, we'll put on like. The Indian Thriller video.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Everyone's seen that, but it's great.
Yeah, no, it's like sometimes we do have a like a Hall of Fame section. I want to change it to the Lol of Fame because, of course, that's classy.
Oh, I see what you did there with the words.
Yep.
Because that's in the name.
Yeah,
the,
no, that's,
it's in
that's
the, title,
the website.
It's
yeah.
in the website,
yeah.
And then you're using that for... Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I get it.
Yeah, no, so we try for the lesser seen videos, or at least we try to kind of...
How do you scout this sort of thing out? How does this information come to you? Because the whole point is that you guys are finding videos that the average person cannot. So you're not just Googling internet video. I mean, what are you doing here?
I mean, I wish I could say that we hadn't just Googled some
Without
videos.
Spoiling your secrets.
I mean, in the beginning, I kind of went with what I knew. Like, I knew that Old English usually... Especially for the YouTube crowd, hadn't gotten as much as when it was just their mm-hmm. site up.
After yeah. intercourse,
and I feel like in the past few years they've kind of they've gotten a lot of views, but not as many as they used to have. So we tried to put them up because I like them. So we put maybe two of their videos up, and I just went with.
Nick
if you don't
just,
know what you're playing, don't
I
press
have,
the button.
I have a full awareness. I'm just really trying hard to. Put in drops. I apologize to
also
everyone.
another thing is kind of doing the rounds and seeing more of the popular people, you know, like if like John LaJoy put up a video, we'll try to get to it before someone else will, you know, when it has like maybe a few thousand views, so that when people look at it in a search engine, like if they type in the video for
it'll
Google,
be your site instead
it will
of...
come up to us rather than mm-hmm. someone else. So I mean, that's the sleazy tactics we use. The other, it's just like going around and looking at, under every keyword that we possibly can to kind of look for the undiscovered.
In a way, I can really respect that because that requires a sort of dedication and a sort of
tenacity,
diligence
yeah, that
we don't have because, you know, obviously we're not trying to fight with other people to see who's going to put up our bullshit first.
Yeah,
we have a monopoly on our bullshit.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people who are capable of prying. Going into the mine of horseshit in all of our heads. And just
also,
like,
if any other website actually like cornered me and they were like, hey, do you want to like talk on our website? I'd be like, fuck yes, I need more attention.
Yeah.
But you guys are actually trying to out-internet the internet.
We are. We're basically like a shittier YouTube, but we're kind of YouTube.
No.
We're YouTube filtered. Like,
why don't you just change it to shittube, Brad?
We're
I'm
what
college,
you want to
I'm
see.
I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
See, the thing is, shittube implies
that's from the episode we went to.
Oh,
the,
you actually
the Springer
okay?
Episode.
No, okay. I should retract that statement. We're not. We do our due diligence in looking and searching.
And it's more filtered because it's sort of like, you know, you guys are actually putting in the effort to try to find specific things. And if I go to YouTube, I don't know what the hell I'm going to pull up. It's just like the Google of videos. But if I go to Get Your LOL, I know that pretty much anything that I pull up is going to be LOL-inducing.
Yeah, and that's it has like every little featured thing that you want. Like, it's a full palette. You go in there, you can pick and choose. I've been on it every once in a while. I do go in there because like, it's like, oh, that looks stupid. I can just skip through. That's really funny. You watch it. You spend like 10 minutes. You watch like a bunch of 30-second videos, and it's really entertaining.
Most of the time, because you know a ton of people who go to College Humor every day, and they've seen everything. But if you go to Get Your LOL, you'll find shit that those College Humor fuckers haven't seen. You can be like, oh, have you seen this video? And they're like, no. And you're like, oh, I've seen it. Aren't you cool? You're not cool, because I saw this video.
Something we're trying to get into is, like, hopefully, if we ever do become, like, a bigger site, is we definitely need people submitting their videos to us first rather than anyone else. Because that, I mean, that's kind of the big...
You can count on the guys here at peekalandanick.com.
You need a forum then, man.
To submit our bullshit to you guys.
We do have a place where you can upload, I believe.
Oh, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a true forum.
Just to talk back and
forth.
Are
you and Jimmy interested in creating a forum for, like, a community forum between
the two of us? I mean, the site is
I'm pretty sure Christian, our old drop master, will admin
I'm sure
we could
merge the two.
You know, Christian has a hard boner for being an admin.
Christian was the drop master once before he died.
Christian's boners are very hard.
But, Brett, you were talking about how you have a video submission.
Well, we definitely have, like, a contact us, and it's actually, you know, you're going to be talking to one of us if you do contact. So if you say, like, hey, like, I've got a video, we will be the first ones to kind of look at it, you know? It's not going to be a bunch of, like, standardized bullshit. It's like, hi, this is Terry, the internet, like, coming right back at you.
Hi, this is the internet. You've been rejected.
This is like a smarter child. Like, responding to you here. And, you know, we just kind of, like...
You know what? Fuck Smarter Child, because everyone knows... When that first came out, everyone was like, look, you can IM him and he'll talk to you.
Smarter Child used to be my friend. Like...
Did anybody not realize within, like, 5 minutes that the guy was, like, a motherfucker?
To be completely honest, I used to hang out with Jack Pollock, and we'd, like, try to talk to those internet things, and I'd feel guilty when he'd just start rambling swears at it. I'd be like, no, he knows our name now. He's our friend now. Like,
no,
we can't
fuck you. That was not
him.
My response. My feeling was, this is boring as shit. And listen, I was ultra sensitive.
I was younger
than you. Look, I felt into those super cyclical, like... But why? Like, come on.
No, I felt bad when I threw out a sandwich that my mother made me for lunch because my mom made it, and I felt bad about it. I was super sentimental. But Smarter Child was so egregiously annoying that I actually got more enjoyment out of typing my own screen name and IMing myself and seeing whatever I wrote doubled.
I actually used to do that, too.
That was better. That was way better. Smarter Child can suck a dick.
Right.
What ununderstood query? Please put that in again. Be fuck on. You, smarter child.
Type child. 2 for a poll.
Alright, like... so I think we found a new tag for the show. So we have Get Your LOL, fuck you, smarter child, and Brett.
So Brett.
Get Your LOL is better than smarter child.
You want to pick our third tag for this podcast?
Mulan.
That's perfect. Mulan.
Ryan, take us out on two different drops, please.
Yeah, Ryan, you get best of two here.
He's not going to do Mulan.
It was one of ours.
And that's me laughing when the chick said, like that time we went to
Buffalo
watch
Wild
wrestling.
Wings.
We went to watch wrestling at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Beautiful.
Refresh.
All right.
Oh, that's four drops, but I'm thrilled with that. All right. Good night, everybody.